I am now interviewing Nellie McCarthy, who is at the restaurant. And Nellie, what year were you born?
What?
What year were you born?
I was born in 1878.
1878. And where were you born?
I was born right next to the new telephone office in a little red house.
Here in Waseca.
In Waseca, I was
and
born.
And what was your maiden name?
My name was Nell White.
Nellie White.
Well, yeah. There's only one man in this country. You know that, but she works now at the office. He was a dentist. He was away for a while with Pat, with Bob, and the...
Dr. Lorenz.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he's the only one. And every time he'd be, well, hello, Nellie White. And I said, where in the world did you get that? Never mind, Nellie White.
He was quite a gentleman, that doctor.
He just heard it someplace and he kept it up.
So I didn't know that you were born in this... I thought maybe you were born in the old sod.
No, in Waseca, we all was.
Mm-hmm. And Pat, when did you marry Pat?
Well, that I cannot tell.
I see. Let me ask you this then. Was Pat originated here in Waseca?
Pat?
Your husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
That he was either here or St. Mary's, I don't know which.
See, Pat died shortly after I come to town. I remember him.
How many years ago?
I think I came to town in 1930, and he worked at the...
Well, I'll tell you,
railroad.
He was 3 years older than I am.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to be 100, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he's 102.
Ready to live.
Uh-huh.
When you don't recall the date of your marriage, which is fine, but you, in other words, you and Pat lived here all of your life.
And what?
You and your husband lived in Waseca then all your life?
All but a few months that we lived in Albert Lea, where Waseca went dry, you remember?
Yes.
And we went to Albert Lea, they hired him right away for the Albert Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we was there a few months and then Waseca went wet again, we came back.
Back. What did Pat, when you say they went dry and wet, was Pat a bartender?
Yeah.
He was?
Well, he was a bartender in the beginning. And then afterwards, he was the railroad on the crossroads.
That's when I knew him. Yeah, and you had how big a family?
We had the three boys and one girl.
And the girl, let's see.
There was Howard and George and Bob. Bob was the baby.
Yeah.
And then Howard was the older. Then I had a girl. She was Helen McCarty. And she joined the nuns. And she was 17 years old.
Is she still alive?
Uh-huh. She was a nun until in her 50s. I have it down at home.
Uh-huh.
I think she's in her 50s and she died of an operation.
I see.
Uh-huh.
I see, but the
so they're all gone now, but Bob and Judd.
Judd, yeah. I remember Pat died too, didn't he? Pat was the painter?
That's the oldest.
He was the painter.
Yeah. John Seashore and him worked together.
Sure, I knew him
for years.
Well, then, Nellie, tell me something about, the early years when you were a young girl and through your... I remember hearing you one time, you told a lot of funny things that I'd like to hear.
You mean
about...
How Waseca was run?
Yeah, about the early days.
As I remember it as a kid?
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I remember was... that I was about, about 4 years old, I don't know. And the town was awful dead. It was all muddy streets and big hard sidewalks in front of the stores. It was just wide enough for a path. And there was no platform out there. It was just like a sidewalk.
Packed mud, maybe, huh?
Or then mud, it was terrible traveling. And a lot of the farmers, we run a hotel. My folks did. They ran a hotel. It was called the Waseca House. You want to hear that?
Well, I'd love to because I didn't know that.
Well, then you see where Mr. Powell's restaurant is, that was a saloon at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Pete Hagan and Jim Lynch's saloon. And then where their dining room is built now, mm-hmm. is where the Waseca House stood. Then they he bought that up. He turned that into a daddy room, you know.
Well, that Waseca house then later, didn't that house...
Never had a picture of it either. We tried before.
That house the old tailor for a while lived there?
What?
Wasn't there an old tailor that lived in there for a while?
No, there was always a hotel there, Keeley. Keeley was there before we bought them out.
Did you, then you of course then grew up with the Ryans when they had their hotel up the street?
Oh, we was here before Ryans.
You were here?
We was here long before Ryans, and that's why Ryans was kind of relations of ours.
Oh, yeah.
their cousins, my mother and them was cousins. But no, they came in a long time afterwards when the windmill, you don't remember that mill. That windmill was right there beside the hotel on the street.
No, see that?
The alley came here, and then here's the Ryan Hotel, and here was the big old
windmill.
And then all come from run from school and take a drink of water. That water was so cold.
Well, see, did you go to, was Sacred Heart?
Yeah.
Was that?
Went to both. The Sacred Heart wasn't really good when we was first. And then afterward that it got come here. And there was a different, it was a different order. It was a Holy Child.
Oh, yeah.
A Holy Child. And then afterwards when Father Trader came, well, he checked out this others that sent there now.
Did you get along pretty good with Father Trader?
Huh? Oh, boy. You know the Father Trader, I'll tell you this. When he came, I was about 7 years old, and he heard my first confession. And I was so scared, you know, how all kids are about that.
Sure.
But he was such a beautiful man. He came in and he was so tall,
yes,
and so thin and so dressed,
yeah,
up yet. And all, we all fell for him. Oh, we thought he was the grandest looking man. And he was so nice to all us kids. And he was here to marry me. He married some of my children and baptized them all. I guess Bob was married by it. I think, I don't remember now if Bob was or not, but I think they all was married by him.
He was quite a man, Father Trainer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be Monsignor.
A lot of people didn't like him, you know, because he was kind of a money grabber, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, he had to be. He had to be, you know, if... That's the sign of a good priest. Somebody has to get it because, you know. Well, tell me then about some of your friends that can't you remember some of the things? Tell me about where you bought your groceries and how you heated your home.
How we got along in those days.
Yeah, and how you heated your homes.
Uh-huh. Well, we heated our homes with soft coal. And some wood, you know, stuff. Mm-hmm. And you had no running water at all, just a pump, you know, mm-hmm, water that way. And we had no electric lights, and we had, my job was taking care of the lamps, filling them and cleaning the chimneys, and that was my job.
Now tell a little more about that, because young people will listen to this someday. And didn't you used to have to cut the wicks occasionally, keep them from smoking and stuff like that?
Well, I remember all the Mrs. Knight, no, not Mrs. McIntyre, came to me one time, and she wanted to know if I'd write a story for her, you know. And I said, I will if you ask the questions. I said, you ask the questions, and if I can answer them, I will. But she never did.
Oh, I see.
I don't know why.
Well, of course, I was just wondering, because when you and Pat were first married, if you can remember some of your friends, their names, you know.
Oh, yes, it was kids. By Bertha Herb, she's getting
gone. Bertha
Herb, she's out of Louise Goodflesh. She was Mrs. Furry, what is her? She's dead now,
uh-huh,
too. And there was the Smiths, the Frank Smiths girls. There was Jesse and I don't remember what the other one's name. I do know, but I just don't think that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse is one of the They both went west, out west, and got married out there. I think that Jesse married his, I know the other one's name was Bertha.
Bertha.
And she was awful stuck on George Weber.
Oh, the barber?
And they used to go around together. But she didn't marry him. She went out west and she got married out there. But the other one is married to there was a sheriff one time, their name here.
A sheriff? Not Grant or?
A long time ago. I know.
Now, when you and Pat were married, if you, you didn't dine out in those days like they do now or anything, but let me ask you, when you wanted to kick up your heels, would you do? Go to a church dance?
We got married and had our house all furnished, and the house as it stands today is the first house next to the Emerson L track.
Yes.
Going on the northwest, and it's all painted different now.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Callahan owned it, and she lived upstairs, and she uh-huh. had her stairs outside. They had it on there anymore. But that was the house we rented, and we had it all furnished. Uh-huh. Well, we were smart, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
We sent for all our furniture and carpet and everything, and had the house all for just one bedroom set, and then we got, of course, dining room table and chairs mm-hmm. for presents, and we had our house fixed very nice and comfortable,
mm-hmm.
and Pat was working all the time. That wasn't very far from his work. And I worked quite a bit at the hotel. I used to go back and forth. That helped a lot.
Help your parents.
Because when some big circus day come along or something, I'd always go and help them out because I couldn't get help very much.
Let me ask you, when did you quit the hotel, or when did that cease? Your parents, do you remember about when they sold the hotel?
When they sold the hotel. Well, I just can't tell you the year.
I see.
But before I got married, my sister Grace got married to a Gilmore, Tom Gilmore in Winona. He was a railroad man.
Mm-hmm.
They're both gone, too. And Anna was married to that Bill Clary, and Marie Grant, you remember,
mm-hmm.
was
sure,
her mother.
Sure, sure.
Was her mother. And she was, what was I saying, they're all gone. Did you remember? You don't remember any of them, I don't suppose.
No.
I had a brother that was the last one. He died about 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago. And he was 80 when he died. And I liked him so well. He lived in California, and he died so far away from me. But I had seen him about a year before that. Went out there and visited him.
That's good.
I was glad to see that I saw him then, because I never got back.
Say that you worked, back in that time when Pat would work all the time and you'd work then. What did you do for entertainment? Did you play cards or have church dances?
We played cards a little, not too much, but we danced all
dance.
The time. We had barn dances being built all over medieval
mm-hmm.
building, barns and barns. And every time there was a barn built, we'd all go in the hay rack and go to the dance, and we danced. And always had pretty good music, and everybody around went to the dance.
And they had fun.
And we had fun all the time for like that. And then in the wintertime, we had sleigh rides. And we had sleigh bobs and bells on the horses and fur and straw and hay in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd all pack and then everything around us. And so wherever we would stop, we'd have a lunch.
Yeah.
And they'd be prepared. Some places we had oyster stew, and some places we had coffee and donuts. And so on, everybody has something different. But they always treat the gang that comes
sure,
out.
Sure.
When they got tired of riding, they stop at wherever we was going to stop and have something to eat.
That sounded like a lot of fun.
Well, we did have a lot of fun.
Was the church?
That's all we knew.
Sure. Was the church somewhat of a social center in those days?
The
church, like
doing things?
Yeah, where they have, you know, like they'd have basket socials and. We did when I came here in 30, we used to play a lot.
They did have that, well, I was quite young. I wasn't working in with them, although I was working in the hotel when they first started. I remember Father Trader saying to me, Dale, he said, you're the only Irishman around and you have to be captain. And I said, I don't know how to be captain, Father. And he said, yes, you do. He says, you got the wit of it. Yeah. And she says, well, now we're going to have you for the head of it. That's what I was, the captain of the Irish.
That's good. Do you remember, I think you, yeah, Bob and Sig brought you to doings we had out at the college, and you spoke a little while there. I got you.
Who was that?
Yeah, Sig and Bob brought you out to... We had, do you remember one time coming out the university for a dinner at night, and we had Louis Reinecke and a lot of people, and you and Mrs. Madden and Pete.
I remember
don't
that.
Don't you remember that? Yeah, I remember
that.
Yeah. Well, can you think of any other interesting things about
the stores? I remember when Herder come to Waseca. Mm-hmm. And it was a store. The store was in that block that where the bank is now.
That burned.
No, you see now. Was it in that? No, it's in that next block where Powell is mostly. No, it was in that other block. I think when it first started. And what was they talking about?
He was talking about Herder's when they first come to that store.
Oh yeah, Herder. Him and Oaks. Was it Oaks?
See, I wouldn't know that.
You wouldn't know that. I think it was
It was Herder's department.
And they had, you know, tinware and everything, but nothing made for women. You had to buy your goods and make mm-hmm. your clothes. There were nothing with nothing made. And this Herder, he was all after him.
Yeah.
And Bertha Hirsch was after her. But Louise was flushed with myself, of course. He buried Herder, Margaret Macklin. Maggie, Margaret Macklin. She was a very pretty girl. She mm-hmm. had black eyes.
Yes. Like we have her picture in the Historical Society. She was a beautiful lady. Yeah,
they was definitely pretty. And then this Oaks, they roomed at McElroy's.
Mm-hmm.
And this Oaks married the McElroy, Margaret McElroy. She gave music lessons. On violin and stuff. Mm-hmm. I took music lessons out of Bannon, and it just come out at that time. I thought I'd hit something. And then they went away from here, of course. And, Ed married Margaret.
Macklin, yeah.
He married her. He was quite crazy about her.
Now, what about the Brown's store across the street? Brown's, was... Do you remember when that started, or was that
who?
The Browns? Oh. Walter Brown.
Well, Mary Kuskick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she worked in the store.
He had
store. Had the double store there.
Yeah. Was that there when you?
That was there, but not quite so big. They made it wider. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. first it was quite small, then it was, and it was one store first. McLaughlin's, I think,
mm-hmm.
had a store there first, and. That other store was Mary used to work in a store, and she started going with
Walter.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when you took your first train ride?
Train ride? Yes. We didn't get very many train rides, but what did we ride in? The wagons, I guess.
Yeah.
When we first used to go out to the park, we had a train going out there. Remember, you didn't know that.
Yes, that was out to
the railroad that deals right out.
Yes,
that
my
park.
Mother worked in the hotel.
And they had parties and everything out there. That was a real grand place. And we used to ride out there, us kids free. You know, jump on at 6 o'clock,
sure.
They call out, you know, and they never take it. Well, there's just a few of us, and I was one of them. And we jump out of the train and kids ride out and ride back, and sometimes when they go out at 8 o'clock, sometimes we used to sneak a ride to that too if we didn't mind where we sat or,
sure.
You know. And that was a lovely park, though. And the island was very nice, too.
That's what they
say. They used to have parties, and the big steamboat used to go there for 4th of July, and we had dances out there. And, oh, it was just a beautiful place. And I just see too bad that Wasika let those places go down. So the other one is looks so awful, too, you know.
I remember my mother saying when she was going to the teacher's college that she worked there summers at that hotel.
Receptionist. Oh, that was people came from all over and they built little houses and all lived there, winter and summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lovely place. Everybody was crazy, but we was all crazy about that. And the platform was so pretty, they would go down the stairs, then we'd walk ways and then go down some steps again. Out to the lake, that's
yes.
Where they'd go out to the,
yeah.
It's such a beautiful view.
They said that people would come by trains from miles.
Oh yes, and Winona. This was a real town for Winona, the railroad people. It was a railroad town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty near everybody was working on
yes.
The railroad at the onion. And that's what our hotel was mostly all railroad
people.
They, any of them alive, they're all dead now. I'm the only one that's...
Yeah, well...
How that happened, I don't know.
Well, the good Lord left you wrong because
I
guess you're happy for...
Bring that up so there'd be some sense to it, because
they
come from one thing.
Well, that's good. That's the way it is. Now, there's nothing else you can think of.
Let's see. A skating rink. Of course, we always had roller skates and ice skates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was great on the ice skate. And between our house where we was born was the, where I told you about, we had a big pond there. And it went from that street way to the track. That was all the railroad land behind there, you know. They rented that to people that came over from the old country. They built their first houses on the railroad. And then across from us here was Herbst's, Bill Herbst. He had the lumber yard.
Was that Howard's dad?
And all the Herbst's, that's how we have to be chums all the time. And then Emma was the oldest of the Herbst's, and she married a Stonedale and run a jewelry store.
I remember that name.
And they went from here to Minneapolis when they got married, they run a store there. They didn't have very many children, I think two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest girl's name was Elsie. I always remember that. And I don't know if they're any of them alive.
Mm-hmm.
But they lived there, because I met Emma afterwards. She wasn't like the other Herbst's. She was awfully nice and friendly, and she was kind of heavy set,
mm-hmm.
kind of a big German,
mm-hmm.
and real nice. I always kind of liked her. She was different. But you know, but there was a Pauline and Bertha, and so many of those.
Were they related to Don Herbst? And
no, Don Herbst was their grandma. I had a grandpa that was there then. I always wanted to get a hold of Don and talk to him. He was kind of shy, you know.
Yes.
And I wanted to find out if Anna Herbst was alive yet. She was the last I heard at Minneapolis. But Bob says he don't think she is. She married a ball player, and they lived in the cities. And he said he thought she was dead, and I thought that maybe Bob would ask him, but he never did. He never thought about it. I kind of want to know, but Bertha married a boy over at Faribault, Vatican, or Vatican or something like that. And all the good boys just got married too. They're all
yes.
Clara.
Did you know the Stearns family too?
Clara Tools is alive yet. She's only one of the good fleshes that's alive. She said about 30 years old, I think.
Did you know the Stearns family?
Who, the Sturdy?
Stearns, S-T-E-A-R-N-S. Monica Goodfleisch was a
well,
Monica Stearns.
Well, I think
Stearns.
That I really kind of, but I
didn't
know
that.
The old Sterling, we used to be here with the butcher shop.
Lou.
And he run the butcher shop. He had the best. And he boarded at our house. And he used to say, you know, your mother can take the poorest piece of meat there is and make the best piece of meat out of it. He said, I never see a move below. He says, she'd make a poor piece of beefsteak and what are you going to get it? It'll be just melting your mouth.
Did you ever have any good Irish stew?
She was an awful good cook. She was a Lynch, my brother was.
A Lynch?
Uh-huh.
Well, I called up Andy Lynch this morning. I wanted to get him on tape, but he isn't feeling good.
Andy and I is cousins. Mm-hmm. And when I was, this one I told Andy, we belong to senior citizens. I says to Andy, you know, when I was 8 years old, I says, I took care of you. And he says, you never did. And I says, I did too. And I'll tell you what I did. I said, it was all on the farm. And when you'd cry and fuss, they had a bell. And I'd ring the bell and they'd come running in to see what was the matter. And then he believed me.
How old would he be, Nellie?
He always favored me. He says, he always makes of me because I always tell him that, well, I was your godmother.
Yeah. How old is Andy? About 90, isn't he? Andy Lynch must be up to 90.
Oh, 90. He is in the 90s. Yeah. He was 90-some. He's 92, I think.
I missed his party, or
I missed his, too, because I was sick. But the party before that, I was there, and him and I danced. We have a picture of him and I danced. And they, I think I was mother. As I said, when he was born, I think I was about 8 years old, but I might have been a little less than that, too.
Now, when will you be 100, Nellie?
Huh?
When will you be 100 years old?
The 30th of March.
The 30th of March?
Uh-huh. Next month.
You're awful close to
it. I'm kidding about
it. I just talked with Mrs. Magner. She's over 100, isn't she?
Well, I'll tell you now, she don't want to understand this.
No.
But this is the way she is. She was born in Germany.
Yes.
And I was born in Waseca County. And so I'm the oldest one that has lived
in Waseca County
and have lived this long.
That's right.
I may not make the 100, but I will make so many years ahead of anybody else, because they all, some of them died or something.
Yeah.
But she don't claim that. She just claims that she's the oldest.
Oldest, yeah.
But she isn't. No. She was quite a big girl when she came out there. They said about, some says about 3 years old, some
six, she told me.
Well, six, yeah. I never really knew. But she
In other words, you're the oldest living consecutive.
And then I said, the only thing they don't understand, that, but I got a thing that when I was 80 years old, they had the diploma of this frame. I got it on my wall, I always kept that. It tells just exactly about me. How I was born, the year I was born, and everything, you know, that way. So it's all straight. It's all on the Waseca.
When you, if anything ever happens to you, I think I'll ask Bob if we can have that for the Hangout and the Historical Society.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because they probably don't.
If you ever come near here, when you're here, you're not have I got that picture here?
I'd like to see that. You probably.
But they took me from.
You don't live up there
hospital,
anymore.
Hospital, you know. Huh? They left everything. They were thinking that I'd go back instead of that. They fetched me here. I haven't got a thing.
Well, are you a little better off here now, aren't you?
Yeah, I could have paid. You know, if I was going to go to Common State, I could have packed a lot of stuff, and maybe some of the kids have some. The kids never paid much attention to.
No. Some of them don't. I've always liked that, but a lot of people don't. Well, I sure appreciate this time.